Likewise, it is mentioned in many reports with reliable chains of narrators explaining the verse. Have you considered him who calls the judgment a lie? The Holy Quran 107, 1. Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, said, Have you seen the man who denied religion and gave it a lie? Then the Imam said that, religion means the vilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam.
The Blessed Furat ibn Ibrahim has, with reliable chains of narrators said, while explaining the verse, Receive, the coloring of Allah, and who is better than Allah in coloring? The Holy Quran 2, 138. Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, said, Seek Allah's coloring and, in the matter of faith and religion, who is better than Allah? These timid people cannot add color to their children, who by immersing their babies in water, say that we are coloring them in Christianity. The Imam said coloring means to color the faithful in the color of the vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam, and to make them believe in their imamah, and affirm their imamah that, on the Day of Covenant, a covenant about Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali's vilaya was taken from them.
Similarly, it is reported from Aban ibn Taklub that, I sought from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, the meaning of the verse. Those who believe, and do not mix up their faith with iniquity, those are they who shall have the security, and they are those who go aright. The Holy Quran 6, 82. The Imam said, O Aban! You say that what is mentioned in this verse is shirk, polytheism, with Allah. But we say that this verse is revealed in praise and honor of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib and his Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Because, they have not indulged in polytheism, even for a split second, and they never worshipped Lot and Uzzah, as was done by the three false caliphs, Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, and Ali was the very person who offered prayer along with the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and testified him. So, this verse is revealed in his praise. The Blessed Kholaini, Rahmatullah alayh, has, while explaining this verse, quoted Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that who are meant here, are those who believed in whatever was brought by the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about Amirul Mu'mineen, and the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen and his progeny, and regarding their imamah, and they do not mix their love with the affection for false caliphs. So mixed with injustice is a faith which includes love for tyrants.
Similarly, in Tafsir Furat, in the commentary on the verse, those who believe, and whose hearts are set at rest by the remembrance of Allah, now surely by Allah's remembrance are the hearts set at rest. The Holy Quran 13, 28. Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, said that, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had said Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Do you know in whose praise is this verse revealed? Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali replied, Allah and his Prophet know better. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, It is revealed in praise of the one who testifies me, and puts faith in me, and loves you and, after you, your children, and believes after you, in the imamah of your 11 infallible sons. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, in the explanation of this verse that, the remembrance of Allah means the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is only from him that hearts get satisfaction, and that he same remembrance of Allah and veil, hijab, of Allah. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that, those who believe, means Shias and remembrance of Allah is Amirul Mu'mineen and the Holy Imams.
Likewise, Furat has narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, our love is faith, and enmity towards us and hostility against us, is disbelief, and then he recited this verse. But Allah has endeared the faith to you, and has made it seemly in your hearts, and he has made hateful to you unbelief and transgression and disobedience, these, it is that are the followers of a right way. The Holy Quran 49:7. The Blessed Skolani and Ali ibn Ibrahim have, in the meaning of this same verse, narrated that here faith is Amirul Mu'minin and unbelief means the first tyrant, Abu Bakr, and by transgression is meant the second oppressor, Omar, and from disobedience is meant the third tyrant, Osman.
In the explanation of this verse, and they are guided to goodly words, and they are guided into the path of the praised one. The Holy Quran 22:24. The Blessed Kolani has quoted that Imam said that this verse was revealed in the dignity of Hamza, Jafar, Abidah, Salman, Abu Zair, Maidad, and Ammar, who are rightly guided towards the Imama of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam.
In the explanation of the divine verse, surely they will make a scheme. The Holy Quran 86:15. He has quoted Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that those who are meant here are the first, Abu Bakr, the second, Omar, and all other hypocrites who conspired against the Holy Prophet, Amirul Mu'minin, and the Lady Fatima, alayhima salam. And I too will make a scheme. Means, in the world, I subject them to the commandments of Islam, and in the hereafter, I will push them into hell, along with the deniers, or that I give them the reward of their disbelief. So grant the unbelievers a respite, let them alone for a while. The Imam said, when Imam Qa'im, al-Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, will come up, he will take our revenge from the tyrants, and the false leaders of Quraysh, Bani Umayyah, and all the enemies.
The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has, with reliable chains of narrators, quoted Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, in the explanation of the verse. Surely, those who disbelieve from among the followers of the book, and the polytheists shall be in the fire of hell, the Holy Quran 98:6. That means, the group to whom the Holy Quran was revealed and yet, after the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they turned backsliders and disobeyed the Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam, such as Aisha, Hafsi, Talha, Zubair, and Muawiyah, etc. According to another narration, the meaning of, surely, those who disbelieve is, those who refute the Shias and, polytheists, are those who associate others with Amirul Mu'minin in caliphate, that is, they deny the Shias and reject the caliphate and the imama of Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, and those who brought down Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, from the first to the fourth rank in caliphate, are no different from unbelievers and polytheists until there had come to them the clear evidence. An apostle from Allah means Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reciting pure pages means they recite holy scripture, that is, they invite people towards Ulul-Amr after him, who are the holy 12 infallible imams, and only they are, wherein are all the right ordinances, means they have clear truth. And those who were given the book did not become divided except after clear evidence had come to them, the Holy Quran 98:4. Means the refuters of Shias did not get separated after truth had come to them. And they were not enjoined anything except that they should serve Allah, being sincere to him in obedience, upright, and keep up prayer and pay the poor rate. The Holy Quran 98:5. Means such Muslims were not commanded, but to worship Allah, making religion reserved specially only for him, believing in Allah, Messenger of Allah, and the Holy 12 infallible Imams. And that is the right religion, the Holy Quran 98:5. Means, only this is the stable religion. It is said that upright religion indicates the Lady Fatima, Salam Allah alayha, who is the daughter of the Holy Prophet, and wife of Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, and mother of the 11 Imams, alayhimas salam. And according to another narration, it is Islam, as it will be presented, by Ghaim Ali Muhammad. Ajallahu Farajahu Sharif. As for those who believe and do good, the Holy Quran 98:7. Means, those who believed in Allah, and the Holy Prophet and obeyed the Ulama in the ordered affairs. Surely, they are the best of men, 98:7, meaning they are the best of creation. According to another report, it is said that this verse is revealed in praise of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. In Imam, it is reported by the Sheikh that, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari said, once we were with the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, when Amirul Mu'mineen arrived. The Holy Prophet said, my brother has come to you, and added, by Allah in whose power is my soul, he and his Shias will get salvation on the Day of Judgment. Doubtlessly he, Maulana Ali, is the best dispenser of justice, and the best in the matter of observing the rights of all, and in the sight of Allah, his nobility and compassion is the highest. At that time, the verse was revealed. Surely, they are the best of men. The Holy Quran 98:7. Thereafter, whenever Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, arrived, the companions of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to say, the best of men has arrived. Likewise, it is reported from Amirul Mu'mineen that the Holy Prophet of Allah said that, on the wings of every hot bird, it is written the Syrian language that Ali Muhammad are the best of men. Similarly, Yaghub, son of Maysam Tamer, has narrated that, once I went to Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, and said, O son of the Holy Prophet, may I be sacrificed for you, I have read in my father's writings that Amirul Mu'mineen had told my father, Maysam, that you should befriend a lover or friend of Ali Muhammad, even if he is a transgressor, and an adulterer, and be inimical to the enemy of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, even if this enemy is apparently a great worshipper, an observer of fasts. I have heard the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, reciting the verse, as for those who believe and do good, surely they are the best of men, and saying, O Ali! This verse hints at your Shias. O Ali! The promised place for you and your Shia friends is the pond of Kausar, where they will arrive with radiant faces, wearing crowns. Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, said, the same thing is written in the book of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali. There are many traditions indicating that this verse was revealed in praise of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam. Thereafter, Almighty Allah said, their reward with their Lord is gardens of perpetuity beneath which rivers flow, abiding therein forever. Allah is well pleased with them, and they are well pleased with him, that is for him who fears his Lord. The Holy Quran 98:8. Imam Jafar Sa'adik, alayhi salam, has said that Allah is pleased with the believer, both in this world and in the hereafter, and though the believer is pleased with Allah in this world, there remains some dissatisfaction at the beginning of troubles and trials. But when, on the Day of Judgment, he will see the rewards reserved for him, he will become pleased as he should with the Almighty Allah.
Likewise, Aban ibn Taklub has narrated that Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, recited the verse. And woe to the polytheists, to those who do not give poor rate, and they are unbelievers in the hereafter. The Holy Quran 41:6-7. Then he said, O Aban! Do you think that Allah will ask for poor rate, zakat, of the wealth of the polytheists and the idolaters, even though they associate others with Allah in worship? Aban asked, then, who are they or who are mentioned in this verse? The Imam said, woe has been said in respect of those who associated others, Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, and Muawiyah with the first Imam, and who rejected what the first Imam told them about the last Imam.